coverage of the CONIFA World Football Cup in London on Energy FM with Organic Roofing Solutions. Like Ellen Bannon, we have plenty of more in Asbury. Pride and passion in all of our roofing work. Contact Mick today for your free quotation on 242-118. Come on, you Manx.
Energy FM, we're talking CONIFA World Football Cup. We're with Malcolm Blackburn, and like we said just before we went to that track of music, with all the positivity that came out of CONIFA in the lead up to this, it's just a bit of a head scratcher, isn't it? I mean, that's putting it lightly.
It's such a shame, because the tournament itself is fantastic. The lads came to me last night, quite a few of them, pleading with me that not to withdraw from CONIFA, to continue with Ellen Bannon, etc., etc. I'm making no decisions at the moment. Everybody's a bit emotional. But yes, I mean, the other side of this tournament has been fantastic. The stand, the football has been immense. And I hope, you know, people picked up on that on the live feeds. But yeah, they have had the chance here to actually do what they say they are, an open and honest, a moral organisation. I'm afraid they have not shown that. They have basically manipulated a vote and meetings to ensure that the host nation continued in this tournament in the quarterfinals. It comes down as simple as that.
I was just going to ask that. If it wasn't the host, do you feel this would have been completely different?
Absolutely. And a lot of the other teams agree with that as well. I mean, we've asked quite a few of the other teams and said, look, what would you have done in our position? They said, nothing different than you're doing. In fact, Cascadia didn't believe they were going to get through. They didn't believe they would score six goals. And they had already got their letters and everything ready to put in about this Barrow player. So, you know, it is ludicrous. But, I mean, they've now voted this one last night to allow this player to continue in the tournament. It makes it even more farcical. But yeah, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, you know, I don't know, is it part of football? We seem to get this not just at this level, we see it at local level, we see it at the other world's level. I can't understand it. I feel so sorry for the lads, so sorry for the management. They were on such a high. And they feel they've been cheated, and they have been cheated. I mean, you know, the player that Brower brought in made one assist and scored one of the goals against us. If he had not been playing, who knows what the result would have been. Our players will always live with that. And they could today be playing in the quarterfinals of the CONIFA World Cup.
Yeah, it is absolutely galling. In terms of today, Ellen Bannon, are you out against Tibet in the placement rounds?
Right. Again, we have done things properly. We have emailed CONIFA this morning, first thing, to register an official complaint to the meeting last night. We have had no response, so we've had to take a decision. On the basis that they did not respond, we have noted CONIFA because of their one, you know, just the way they treat us, which is basically with contempt, that for the welfare of our players and management, we have decided to withdraw from the tournament with immediate effect. And we have got most of the players already on the way to airports to fly back home. Yes, as far as Ellen Bannon is concerned, we will take no further part in the CONIFA World Football Cup.
Well, there you go. That is such a shame, Malcolm, and commiserations from everybody here at Energy FM. It's gutting that, it's always gutting to go out of a tournament, but in particular to go out of it this way is just completely heartbreaking. And, you know, give all the lads and Chris and Dicko and everyone, give them all a pat on the back and a drink from us, eh?
We will do. I mean, we'll get over it. It's going to take a bit of time. And as I said, we've got some hard thinking to do about whether we go forward or not go forward. I think, you know, my emotion at the moment very much is we could never be associated with this organisation again. But as I said, I have had a few of the lads saying, please, please, can we continue to do this? So I don't know, maybe if we can get something to change in CONIFA. We know what has happened over the last couple of years is that the president, the figurehead, who did run everything, who is an absolute gentleman, has had to take a back seat because of personal reasons, and the organisation is now controlled by the General Secretary. He appears to be running it more as a dictatorship, and maybe if that all changed, things might be different again, and we can go back to being part of a ethical, moral organisation.
Well, let's hope that does happen, and Ellen Vanning can rise again. Malcolm Blackburn, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, JP.